if you're innovating, creating, or making a difference,
this show is for you. Welcome to Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. Here on Over Coffee, we talk with artists and innovators about the process of changing the world in terms of what they do.
This robot doing many, many different tasks together with the wisdom. As busy as we are, you know, we really want to just ask a robot, say, hey, tidy it up. And robot just, when you return, everything's well done.
What if you had a home robot that could not only do all your least favorite chores, but learn about your home environment as it did them? And what if it brought you a cold drink at the end of the day besides? On the show floor of CES 2018 in Las Vegas was an intriguing robot called the Aeolus. And it was going through demos including moving furniture, vacuuming the floor, and bringing its presenter, Cindy, a cola. Alex Huang is the founder and president of Aeolus Robotics. Alex, please tell me about this incredible robot I've just seen. How'd you come to develop her?
Okay, well, this is the first multifunctional in-home robot. And you may know that most of robots doing only one single thing, one single task. This is a robot doing many, many different tasks together with wisdom. So for example, it can do very simple things like a fetching, like a pickup thing, etc. But it also can do very complicated things like, you know, decluttering, putting in order, pick up all the trash into the trash can, and then also you can consider the environment and then decide to do vacuum or the mopping, etc. But if there's a problem there, for example, something behind a chair or below the chair, the robot will lift the chair, put it away, and pick up the thing and put it back, and then make the chair in order. So it's really a very a robot of wisdom.
It's a really cool robot. How did you first come up with the concept?
Well, you know, first one, definitely, you know, Jetsons, Rosie definitely is one of the inspiration.
The Jetsons.
Yes, of course. And the other one is that, you know, the if you see the aging people all over the world, and there's a real need that, you know, people really need robot to help them doing all the regular household chores. That's one thing. Second one is that, you know, people really need time because modern day people are busier and busier. They need time to do more productive things or need time to have fun with their loved one, right? But doing all these household chores every day, a few hours, if it's calculated the whole year, it's many, many hundred hours, what for, right? So this is also one of the reasons we think that, you know, having this robot to resolve human beings' problem is so useful.
I like the way you think about that because having to mop and sweep puts me in an extraordinarily bad mood.
Yeah, right. But also because, you know, this thing can be resolved easily if there's a robot can do it. But the problem is that most of the robot, you know, you ask them to do one thing, they do one thing. The second thing, they do two second thing. But really, as busy as we are, you know, we really want to go out, either go to the office, go out to somewhere else and just ask a robot, say, hey, tidy it up, you know, and robot just, when you return, everything is well done, right? That's what you need. That's what I need. So that's the reason why our robot has so much intelligent labor to do many things together and think about how to resolve problems when there's a thing that, you know, is in front of the robot.
That's it. I want one if it's going to have my house clean when I get home.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, how does she distinguish? I'm calling her she, just like Cindy
okay.
did.
Yeah, yeah.
How does she distinguish between bring me a Coke and bring me a beer, or bring me my husband's cup with coffee in it?
Very good. The robot actually has a very strong artificial intelligence, can identify objects. They learn and identify the object belongs to whom. So the capability of identifying specific object, we call identification, so strong that, you know, it can categorize, this is marked, these are all marked, and this is a particular mark belong to A, belong to B. As long as the shape is a little bit different, then they can identify and remember it. So once it memorizes, then when robot doing things, he can say, oh, this is normally mom's mark, she want to wash, and then put it in a place. This is dad's mark, probably after wash, you just put it on the table, that's good enough, something like that. The robot will remember. And the more it do work for you, the more smarter it is. So, you know, originally like a maid, and then become the, eventually will become the butler for you.
Wow, I'm impressed. How long is the learning curve for my robot? I bring it home?
It really depends, but I would say, you know, if your home is simple, objects are few, it will learn quickly. But if your home is very complex, you know, like I mentioned, and you probably the robot will scratch your head and think about, how should I do it? So it will probably take longer time. But one interesting thing is that, you know, the robot learn one thing. For example, one new object, the rest of the robot of the world will simultaneously learn it together. So that means that, you know, the more people use this robot, like a Google search, right, the more smart the whole wise or worldwide robot will be.
Now, I assume that you have this robot working in your home.
Yes, of course.
What's been one of your own most fun experiences with her?
Well, you know, right in the beginning, because we set a lot of safety feature here, so everything that he doesn't understand or she doesn't understand, she'll pause and think. And we actually ask him a function. If you don't understand, ask me, you know, because I have many poodle in my house. So actually, you know, that's a very smart feature because he look at the dog poo and he actually the robot didn't know. Then passed me the message. I said, don't touch.
I love that. That is a smart
robot.
That's
one of the very interesting things.
And Alex explained that Aeolus is just going to get smarter.
Think about it this way, you know, this is a multifunctional robot ever in the world, first time. And it's actually 100% empowered by the artificial intelligence and also the machine learning. So with artificial intelligence, it recognizes family member, recognizes object, recognizes the whole 3D room map of your house. And then it uses its arm, you know, to do many things for you, right? And it learns continuously. That I think eventually it becomes the best assistant for human beings.
And of course, what I'm hearing is I have two cats. If I say, feed my little black cat, it'll know the right one.
Well, I would say that, you know, probably the robot may joke with you, you know, why only the black cat?
Anybody hearing this is going to wonder when this robot's available and how much.
End of this year, we want to launch this robot. About the price, I think, you know, we are thinking about probably a family's overseas trip's price will be.
So I won't bother you for that right now, but where can people find out more? Where's your link? I
appreciate very much about that. Yeah, you will find out very soon. So you can go to aeolusbot.com. And that's one of the area. And you can see many reports. All the reports all over the world right now, because there's probably the very few or only one robot that can manipulate things.
Final question here, and I love the story about the poodles. With all the cool stuff that you're already doing and being at CES 2018, of course I would ask what's next. What's next?
Of course. The robot, you may imagine that, you know, this is the robot that handles things. So right now it's doing the in-house. Gradually, you actually upgrade doing outdoor. And gradually, you will be actually utilized by many vertical applications in a vertical industry. For example, the hospital, the hotel, the retail store, or even in the outside field, like doing the loaning, everything, you know. It's many, many people want to use this robot.
In fact, I'm fantasizing about sending one of them out to do my grocery shopping for me. I hate grocery shopping.
Then the robot will follow you. And you put all the things, pick up this for me, pick up that for me, and then go to the counter and get you the money, and the robot just carry it.
I love that. Alex, thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much.
You and I have been listening to Alex Huang, founder and president of Aeolus Robotics. As Alex mentioned, the Aeolus robot should be available by the fourth quarter of 2018. You'll find more information on their website, aeolusbot.com. That's aeolusbot, like Aeolus robot. Aeolus spelled A-E-O-L-U-S. aeolusbot.com. And that concludes this edition of Over Coffee. Thank you for listening. Subscribe to Over Coffee through our website, twomaverix.com. That's twomaverix.com, twomaverix.com. And you can contact us at twomaverix@gmail.com. The music you're hearing is royalty-free production music provided by Pond5 at pond5.com. I'm Dot Cannon. Here's wishing you a cappuccino day.